Chapter 7, Rheinstadt. Rheinstadt's downtown law office was on the top floor of a high-rise on State Street, with a Tony conference room overlooking the copper-roofed rotunda of Quincy Market. 20 minutes earlier, the receptionist deposited Kylie with a mug of coffee at the long table. Kylie chose one of the upholstered chairs near the window and looked like a lonely figure at the expansive walnut table, swiveling around in her chair to admire the view while rehearsing her words. The longer Kylie waited, the more nervous she became, and her fingertips were growing as cold as her coffee. She had hardly thought of anything else since she called Rheinstadt and scheduled their appointment. A meeting, she hoped, would change her life. Everything she had done since she conceived OMG, all the planning, all the money, and all the work, had led up to this opportunity. In the hours before the meeting, she killed time checking in on her new searches, but she was too anxious to focus. Besides, there were no obvious red flags, only some emails revealing Jared was gay, which she had always suspected. She had read more about Jared and Misha later. Focus, she told herself. This is your moment if the man ever shows up. Finally, Rheinstadt burst into the room with an assertive gait, smiling with his hand extended. In person, his undeniable charisma radiated from his warm smile. Still, it was his clear, intelligent eyes that could entrance anyone, especially her. He exuded undeniable energy that made Kylie, and evidently lots of others, into believers. It felt as if they could grab some of his stardust and ride along with him. It wasn't just his looks, although she certainly agreed with her mother. He was as good-looking as any successful actor cast in Hollywood, a star on some BBC historical drama. At 6 feet, with an athletic build, he looked almost too robust to be contained in his gray pinstriped suit, white shirt, and a club tie. His dark blonde hair was side-parted and a bit longer in front, slightly touching his eyebrows on one side. But more than that, there was just something about his face that looked so sincere. The flash of monogrammed gold cufflinks on his French cuffs caught her eye. He was definitely not a business casual kind of guy. His handshake felt warm and firm, a pleasantly toasty grip around her own icy fingers. "Hi, Kylie. Cold hands, warm heart, right?" She laughed, dismayed how her giggle sounded like a tittering pubescent. She summoned up her lower-toned professional voice she'd practiced in business school pitches and willed it to come out. "It's so nice to meet you. I've admired your policies for a long time."
"Thank you. So what can I do for you?"
He sat down across from Kylie. She opened her laptop. "As I mentioned on the phone, I'd like to show you a new computer-based program I conceived, and I think it could help you get elected for sure. I will explain. Because it's very new and has not been to market yet, I'll need you to sign a confidentiality statement. It just states you will not be telling people about my product." She pulled out her non-disclosure form from her folder. He looked it over.
"Why the secrecy?"
"Again, since I haven't really taken this to market yet, it's best to be cautious, even with you." She smiled and handed him a pen. He quickly signed her form with a tight, illegible scrawl.
"Okay, I'm all ears. By the way, why me?"
Her body could not make up its mind about temperature, and depending on where you looked, it was either fire or ice. Her face evidently had become the equator, flushing with heat, and her hands were the Arctic. Her stomach was the ocean between, full of nervous acid. "You're someone I've been watching for a while. Basically, I like your politics. We need someone to save the environment, and you're great on women's issues. It sounds like you're that person, and I just want you to get elected."
"Amen to that," he grinned.
Kylie clicked a couple of buttons on OMG and retrieved her report on Jerry Fox. "Here, let me give you a demo. I'm going to show you how you can get elected. I know campaigns can be like bushwhacking through a jungle. Imagine a tool that could show you who is honest, who you can trust, and oh, so much more. You know Jerry Fox, right? He donated $1 million to your campaign, and you returned his check. A vertical line between Reinstadt's eyebrows deepened as he squinted at her.
And you know that how?
Hey, I'm on your side, don't worry. But here, take a look. Just scroll through it and see for yourself. She angled her laptop so they both could see Fox's financials. Reinstadt's eyes narrowed as he scrolled through the report containing a list of Fox's expenses. It appeared Reinstadt was the only politician who had received money from him. He shook his head in disbelief.
That's pretty amazing. Obviously, you ran one on me, right?
Of course.
This isn't legal, you know. Basically, you're a hacker.
Well, you could look at it like that, but isn't it mostly about intention? The fact is, you could benefit from this, and if you did, you could do some real good so it would be justifiable. It's like, well, doing a small bad thing to create a greater good. I like what you say in your speeches, and I love how you have all kinds of environmental programs planned, never mind you supporting women's issues. I believe if you got elected, you'd help people and the environment. I'd like to make sure you get there by helping you figure out who is really on your side and who has the funds to help you get elected. I like to think of this less as hacking than as a tool to save the world. Now that I see its power, and I want to make sure that it doesn't fall into the wrong hands, and frankly, I'm concerned.
I see, he nodded, frowning. What do you call this thing?
I hope this doesn't offend you, but so far, I call it OMG because it's kind of funny, but also because it's omniscient in its reach. I'm not religious or anything like that. Mostly, I believe in nature and kindness, which I guess are pretty universal. I want OMG to help heal the earth. So now that I think of it, it really does feel spiritual to me, but not really religious, if you know what I mean. Kylie wondered if she knew what spirituality was anymore, never mind religion. She used to pray when she was a kid. Every night she'd ask God to make her parents love her. She promised to be good and do her chores without complaining. She prayed not to have to go to boarding school. She prayed to have Andrew plead with her to take him back after he dumped her, but none of it happened. She was done praying. Now she just crossed her fingers and hoped. Even without religion, her life had become a series of Hail Mary maneuvers. His frown deepened.
I do indeed. The religion thing isn't a problem. Spirituality is good. It sounds like you have your head on straight. Still, given that you ran this thing on me, I suppose you know everything, including my finances.
Yes, I guess I do, Kylie said, knowing her face was flushing. I looked because I wanted to make sure you were the guy who should be using this.
So you vetted me, and?
She gave him a sheepish laugh. You passed with honors. I do wonder about the million you got from Jerry Fox. How do you know him?
I don't really know him well, but he came to a fundraiser with his friend Natalie Saltz, who you may have read about in the papers. Evidently, she was poisoned. That was terrible. Well, since you ran a report and must know everything, you must have noticed that we refunded his check. Obviously, this was long before Natalie was poisoned.
I didn't think there would be a connection. Why did you return the check, if I may ask?
It was too much. If someone gives you that much money, you pretty much belong to them. Well, that's not how it's supposed to work. Anyway, there's laws against giving that much.
Kylie nodded and smiled. He was so honest. Definitely the right guy for OMG.
How did you know Natalie? She asked. I didn't. She was a friend of the woman who hosted the fundraiser. Look, shouldn't I be asking you the questions? What's the price tag for this thing?
I was thinking $150,000 to help you get elected, and then another $10,000 quarterly for each year you hold office. It might sound like a lot, but it was expensive to build it. I know exactly how much you have in your campaign donations, and I think you can see how handy this will be for you in deflecting the treachery in Washington. You can find out who is truly on your side. It can get you elected so that you can do some good. That alone is priceless. For a long moment, Reinstadt regarded a gilt-framed painting on the wall, depicting a schooner adrift with a storm threatening in the distance. Kylie followed his eyes, realizing she was adrift at sea, like the schooner, tossing about in very choppy waters. Maybe they both were. He nodded slowly.
You're not shy about the price, that's for sure. It's a lot of money.
I know it seems like a lot, but it's an extremely powerful tool that could certainly help you get elected. I should add, if you want an exclusive on this, or if the DNC wanted to buy it, it would be a lot more. No one else could have access, and I would be on it full time to help you. With this arrangement, I can offer OMG to you for less money, since I hope to have other clients.
What other clients?
Kylie shrugged. Reinstadt was the only person she had thought about. She had never even considered he would turn her down. I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided.
And I'm not sure I'd be comfortable if you were running around giving this to everyone. So who will run the searches? You?
He searched her face as if he was studying a menu board. I could, she said cautiously, or I could give you a login and you could run them. It does take a lot of time to go through the reports. You could tell me what is relevant, and I could find data that supports it if it's there.
The thing I don't have is time. I have my law practice that's now part-time since I've been running for the Senate. I don't have much of a life. There's no time for anything.
Kylie began to relax and took a sip of her coffee, not caring that it was ice cold. She could tell by his friendlier, more personal tone of voice that their meeting was going well. She wanted to pinch herself. She was sitting with Bill Reinstadt, and he was talking to her like a colleague. She was so pleased that part of her wished she could just give him the program. But Kylie knew she could not do that. I can imagine you could hire me as a consultant and call me in when you need some information. For instance, when you're fundraising, your staffers might find this a really useful tool to pinpoint a select list of donors based on their beliefs, politics, and income. Just for starters, I could quickly generate a lot of information on each one.
How did you come up with this idea? He asked, now looking curious.
What was she supposed to say? I was trying to make myself feel better after my first startup flopped and just wrote down a bunch of pie-in-the-sky ideas? This one sounded pretty awesome, so I created a business plan and then hired a wacko hacker to build it. She answered, "It's all about figuring out who you can trust. I wanted to build something that cuts through all the hype and brings truth to the world, so I hired a programmer to make it happen," which was also true.
So for all intent and purpose, you did not build this. Someone else has access to it.
His tone now had a challenging edge to it. Kylie's stomach turned. Reinstadt didn't even know Simon, and he, an objective observer, could sense there might be a danger. It wasn't just her imagination. Yes, just this database wizard, he's like a big overgrown kid. The truth is now that it's built, I'm going to hire another guy to make the searches invisible to him. I don't want to totally lock him out since there might be tweaks, but you are right. It's smart to be cautious.
But he's already got the program, right?
Kylie's face reddened. Yes, which is why you would want to ensure that you'd be the first.
Okay, Kylie, I am afraid I'm out of time, but I'm going to think this over. I want some references, a resume, and your business plan. If you can send them over today, we can touch base later this week.
He stood up, looked at his watch.
Sorry, but I really gotta run.
Kylie rose too and extended her hand. His warm fingers wrapped around hers in another firm shake.
Looks like your hand's thawed out, he said, dropping her fingers and waving.
As he walked out of the conference room, he turned back and asked,
What's the name of your developer, by the way?
Simon Whitehead. He nodded as he rolled his lips together. Turning, he closed the door quietly behind him.